Today is Friday, April 19th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in Must Know News. Jury selection continues for former President Trump's hush money trial, with 12 jurors selected and additional alternates being voted on. The trial, believed to be a significant roadblock in the upcoming presidential race, has already faced challenges during the selection process, with two jurors already being dismissed over concerns of fairness and accuracy in the proceedings. The United States and Britain enforced new sanctions on Iran in response to the nation's recent attack on Israel. The sanctions aim to hold Iran accountable for their violence and aggression, while also targeting leaders of Iran's defense ministry and guard corps. Meanwhile, police dismantled a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University yesterday, resulting in multiple arrests and suspensions of students involved. And Taylor Swift revealed the first single off her newest album, The Tortured Poets Department, which was released last night at midnight. The single Fortnite features Grammy-nominated artist Post Malone, with Swift commending him for his experimentation with music and unique melodies that, quote, stick in your head forever. In other notable news, President Joe Biden received endorsements from 15 Kennedy family members on Thursday, bolstering his campaign against Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This comes as RFK Jr. claimed to be asked to serve as Trump's vice president, an assertion the former president denies. Congress is moving to potentially force TikTok's Chinese owner ByteDance to sell the app or face a ban in the U.S. with a vote set in the House. The proposed law, part of a broader $95 billion aid package, aims to address national security concerns. Indonesian authorities have heightened alerts around Mount Ruang as its volcanic eruptions intensify, sending ash clouds nearly 2 miles high and prompting tsunami warnings. Over 11,000 people have been evacuated from surrounding areas. And Dickie Betts, renowned guitarist for the Allman Brothers Band, passed away at 80 years old in his Florida home after battling cancer and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Betts was a pivotal figure in the creation of the Southern rock genre. A word from our sponsor. Just Bagels are perfect New York bagels delivered to all 50 states. Fresh, never frozen, your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Order now at justbagels.com using code NEWS for 10% off your order today. Congratulations, everybody, you made it to Friday. Thanks for sticking with Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.